Eighth Grade shows the awkwardness and hopefulness of middle school while being one of the best films of 2018 so far. Welcome to the best movie of the year so far, the show where I rank the top movies of the year every episode. As the year grows, the list grows, and the movies get better. But a show that will always answer that question, what's the best movie of the year so far? Welcome back. I am John Ellis. Thanks for participating in this show and previous shows. I'm enjoying all the social media comments we're getting and the discussions going on. Again, continue to leave me 5-star reviews in iTunes. That's really helping other people find this show. Today, we're back again discussing the best movies of 2018 so far. So most recently, we discussed Tully, directed by Jason Reitman and written by Diablo Cody. These two team up again for the third time, with the most notable Oscar-nominated movie being Juno, a great film worth checking out. But I actually enjoyed Tully a little more than Juno. Tully felt a little more real. The dialogue felt a little real. Tully, starring Charlize Theron, is a hard look at motherhood. And in this film, she has three young kids. So you see sort of this struggle she goes through. But it's also some humor to it, and it's really done really well. And it's worth checking out if you can find it in the theater. Hopefully you can go catch Tully. But as good as Tully was, I think we have an even better one today. Eighth Grade. Written and directed by Bo Burnham, comedian now turned filmmaker. It's about Kayla, a young teen trying to get through the last few days, the last week of middle school. She's a quiet introvert, not really well known at school. She also has this life on YouTube where she's creating these channels and posting these videos with little or no views, no subscribers. So this is about her trying to get through middle school and these trials that we've all been through. And it really hits home to many of us who've gone through this awkwardness of middle school. So the film stars Elsie Fisher as Kayla. It also stars Josh Hamilton as Kayla's dad. And he's just trying to help her as best as he can without being too awkward, without being too pushy, but still trying to guide her and be there for her when she needs him. And Eighth Grade is maybe the best film of 2018 so far. And we'll discuss the list a little later toward the end, but it's definitely one of the best movies of the year so far. It's got a good mix of comedy. It's a funny movie, although I'm not sure if I would call it a comedy, but it's also a serious movie. And by serious, I mean serious at an eighth grade level. And that's what makes this movie so great. It takes these elements that we've all been through and it makes them feel like they're life and death situations. When Caleb, for example, walks up to her crush and tries to start a conversation with him, you feel every bit of that, every bit of that anguish, because we've all been there. And this feels like the biggest moment of her life. And as an audience, this feels like the biggest moment of our life. Even though we may know this means nothing and it's insignificant, in this moment, it is the most important thing of this impossible task of having this conversation. And that's where Eighth Grade shines for me. It takes these little tasks, these little things that we've all been through, and makes them so big. It makes them seem so important. These life-changing moments, what feels like life-changing moments, becomes really significant and really important. It's the little things in this movie that make it so great. As I mentioned, Eighth Grade was written and directed by Bo Burnham. And if you know his comedy, it's big and loud and often in your face. Still funny, but totally different than what this film is. This is a quieter movie. This is not an in-your-face movie. And what he does so great in this movie is he focuses on those little things and he pulls back at just the right time. He doesn't show some of the scenes that you think are going to happen, because it's not about the scenes. It's about Kayla's reaction to those scenes. For instance, there's a buildup for her doing karaoke in front of other kids. We don't actually see the karaoke moment because that's not important. It's her getting the nerve to do that and the post effect after that and what she's thinking and what she thought about during that process. Now, Eighth Grade stars Elsie Fisher as Kayla. And it's not an actress you probably know very well, but you do know her work. She did animated work for Despicable Me movie. She played Agnes, the youngest daughter.
Look at that fluffy unicorn. He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
It's so fluffy.
Does this count as annoying?
So this movie is not that. This movie is not fluffy. This is not loud. This is a quieter movie. But what is very obvious in this movie is Elsie Fisher is a phenomenal actress. She does these looks and these smiles and these tears in her eyes that just look so harsh and so real. And when you're watching this movie, it feels like an improv movie. It feels like she's making this up. Every single line, every single and like was written on paper by Bo Burnham. But it's that combination of Burnham and Fisher together that really make this character of Kayla really shine and really feel like a real moment that you're watching, a moment in time. Most teen movies today are big and loud and has these big moments. For example, Love, Simon, which is a great movie, but it's not a real movie. It's a take on one aspect of a life, but everything's big in that movie. The dialogue's big. The scenes are big. Eighth Grade is not that. It's a smaller moment, and it's those smaller moments that work. Those moments that seem like life or death situations. Moments that we know from an audience standpoint, looking back at it, are insignificant 5 years from now, are insignificant 5 months from now. But when you're in that, you can't tell a young teen that this doesn't matter, because it matters. Everything matters. But also, the standard teen movie would have the lead character as a bully's victim and her overcoming that and getting her revenge. Kayla is not a victim of bullying. She's a victim of eighth grade. So I mentioned earlier that Eighth Grade may be one of the best films of 2018. It's definitely in the list. Now, is it the best film of 2018? Boy, did I mull that over back and forth. Last we talked, Paddington 2 was the best film of 2018. So I'm going to specifically start at number 4, because 5 and 6 are going to change. And those movies I've seen and we're going to talk about, but no spoilers, we're not going to get to those yet. Starting at number 4, A Quiet Place. Number 3, Black Panther. I found this better than Infinity War. Infinity War is certainly a great movie and certainly worth watching, but I've seen Infinity War a second time and I still think Black Panther is a better quality movie. So I enjoyed that more, and I'm anxious to see that one again. Number 2, Paddington 2. So far, currently at number 2, no longer number 1. So that means number 1 is Eighth Grade. Okay. Thanks again for continuing to listen, watch, like, share, comment, do all those things you've been doing. I really want to hear your opinion. What do you think the best movie of 2018 is? As always, you'll find the podcast on all the major channels. I got more movies coming next week. I got one already ready to go that I'm really anxious to talk to you about. So until then, I'll see you in the theater.